You're listening to a Mass Attack podcast. Hormones can play havoc with your moods. When your hormones are imbalanced, you're much more likely to suffer from fatigue, forgetfulness, mood swings, insomnia, and weight gain, making weight loss impossible. So why is this the case, Narelle?
Yeah, sure. First of all, living in the fast world of today, I mean, obviously we're all going to be stressed and you've got the high cortisol levels. But the problem is sustained levels of cortisol destroy healthy muscle, which is really important for burning calories. It also impairs your metabolism and contributes to mood changes. So if you're finding that you're actually quite feisty or you're up and down all over the place and you sort of just can't think straight or you're sort of highly strung and anxious or having anxiety attacks, then it probably means that your hormones are out of balance. If you're under too much stress, whether it be through the adrenals of, you know, working with your adrenals working overtime, they tend to favour cortisol instead of DHEA production. Unfortunately, what you find is that elevated cortisol levels contribute to weight gain, especially around the middle. And, you know, as women, we can really do without the muffin top.
I hear you.
I can do without the muffin top.
I can do without the muffin top.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They just don't make jeans the right way anymore.
No.
In the cart, it's not the tummy.
Oh, I think if you go to the waisted jeans, you'll be fine. Unfortunately, when the hipster came in, I bought them all.
I love it.
Oh, dear. So actually what you're saying is it's the cortisol connection, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is cortisol stimulates the release of glucose and potentially contributes to metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance and weight gain. The most important thing is it stimulates your appetite and can leave you craving carbs and this really makes weight loss difficult. Something that you don't need when you're trying to lose weight. And the rebound effect is really, sometimes it's labelled as emotional eating, and that's just not fair because it is actually a cellular change and a hormonal change that's actually happening. Mm. And often what you find with this effect, if somebody's trying to do a high protein, low carb diet, and they could be eating, and I was talking to a lady today who was on a high protein diet and not losing weight, but she had all the symptomatic picture of the stress, the cortisol connection, the mood changes, she was suffering from anxiety attacks. But, you know, she was having chicken breast for breakfast, which I just think, oh, please. Mm-hmm. But she still wasn't losing weight. And that's because of the cortisol connection.
Right. Okay. Yep. So mood changes then are primarily linked to hormones.
Without a doubt, and that's why it's really important if you need to work on and promote healthy hormone function. And different conditions like thyroid imbalance and ovarian imbalances or menopause all contribute to weight gain and mood changes. So without a doubt, hormones do play a role in the way you think, in your anxiety levels, and mood changes. So if you're feeling flat and moody and tired and anxious and tearful, then it's most likely that your hormones are out of balance.
Okay. So are there any tests available to establish exactly what the levels are?
Oh, look, absolutely. There's salivary hormone kits that are available, and they're a fantastic non-invasive way to assess hormone levels. Often I will get patients to do them, and in particular, there is a particular stress hormone kit which will test the whole lot. There's also the multi-kit, which is fantastic because it also, along with the stress hormone levels, it also tests your estrogens and your progesterones as well. So that's a really fantastic way of actually looking in and seeing, well, okay, this is out, that's out, something else is out. And also symptomatic diagnostic techniques are fantastic to actually get that full symptomatic picture of a patient so you can piece it all together and really work out what you need to work on. You're actually also looking at neurotransmitter weaknesses as well. One of the other things that you need to sort of look at when you're suffering from mood changes is there's probably also neurotransmitter weaknesses there, like histamine levels as well that you need to look at and address. And these and dopamine levels. So these sort of areas are really important to identify. So if you're not feeling fantastic and you're getting mood changes, or you might not even think you're moody, okay, but other people around you might tell tell you you're moody. And if you can trust their opinion of you as being true and correct, then they're probably right. Mm. So it might be that you actually do think, well, okay, well, I'm kind of moody and that's kind of normal for me. But the thing is, it might not be normal in the realm of normal adult behaviour. So the sense is okay, if I'm having trouble sustaining relationships, then it could be that actually true, I am moody. And maybe I really, if I care about those people around me and I love those people around me, maybe I really should actively seek some answers as to why I'm suffering this anxiety or why I'm suffering these mood changes. Or why basically people just don't want to be around me. So it's all right to sort of laugh and think, well, they can just run and hide or whatever, and that's just the way I am. But if you care about those people around you, and often you find women who are in a relationship and they're tired and exhausted and they're raising the kids and they're in the husband might be away from work all the time, and it can go either way, but we're talking about women's health here. So I'm going to err in the side of the woman stuff, mm-hmm. is that, you kind of think, well, okay, well, she might just be so used to being grumpy and getting through her day that she forgets what it's like to feel normal and happy again and not to feel moody, because all of a sudden that moodiness has become normal for her. So if you can sort of stop and think, well, did I used to feel happier? How long has it been since I've really felt happy and good and not moody? Do I really like screaming at the kids? Do I really think that they deserve me? Yeah, okay, look, they might have just spilt the orange juice all over the floor, or they might be really, really annoying me, and they could actually be a really difficult child. But even still, is your reactive response right in accordance to what's happened? And if you think, well, you're always screaming, or it's like that tired and angry and screaming to be heard kind of concept, where it's just like, well, I don't want to be like that. I want to be happy again. I want to actually be, I want people to be around me, and no, I don't want to scream at the people that I love. So I need to actually stop and identify and address and seek help.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we can do as natural therapists is really help to work in identifying those areas that are contributing to the hormonal shifts potentially that it could be causing those mood changes. And also, you know, it could be that it's manifested into a depressive state, and then that means that we actually need to refer, and that's okay too. And it's really good to access the counselling. But it's not, you could have the best counsellor in the entire world, but they're not going to be able to really balance you out, and you're not going to reach true happiness and get through those mood changes unless you work on the underlying causes of it, and that can be hormones and neurotransmitter weaknesses.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, something you mentioned before, which caught my attention, was how the cortisol can actually break down the muscles. I don't know if that's exactly what you said, but something along those lines. Because I experienced that myself. I joined the gym and was working out quite heavily with a view to try to lose weight, and with that whole principle of if you build the muscles up and you sort of, you know, get them to that point where they're completely exhausted, that will in fact start to burn off while you're not at the gym. But it made no difference. Not only did it not burn off the weight, but it also didn't grow any of the muscles. I didn't build any really lean muscle at all in any way, shape or form, no matter how hard I worked out.
Yep. And you do find that, and especially because you can actually do sort of like, you know, bioimpedance testing, which actually will test your lean body muscle mass to fat ratios. And often what you find in women, until you actually balance out those hormones, and especially the cortisol, and especially in menopausal women too, you really need to get in and balance those areas out and work on liver function as well. So that you can actually build the muscle, because it's true, you can be doing Pilates, you can be doing weights, you can be working with a personal trainer, you know, three times a week, and not actually building lean body muscle mass, and you can't budge the nana arms, for instance. But it's because your body's actually, the more you, when you're trying to build it, it's tearing it back down. So although you're probably stopping from losing, you know, more muscle mass, but you're actually not going to be getting anywhere, and you're certainly not going to be getting the results that you deserve to get or what your PT would really like to see you get. And that's where it can actually be frustrating for personal trainers as well, is because they just They look at you and think, well, what's going on with this person? Yeah. Why aren't you? I can see you pumping the iron. What's happening? You know, you've done all these dips. You should have really good arms. But, you know, it does happen like that. It actually, cortisol tears down lean body muscle mass.
So how do you reverse that scenario? I mean, we've already talked about before that removing stress doesn't necessarily change that. What can you do? Is it things that you give us, you know, the hormone balances, and is that what's going to do that?
Absolutely. Different herbs can actually decrease cortisol levels in the body, and they can actually help to remove excess cortisol as well. So we would actually take that into consideration when we're formulating your program, so that you will actually be able to overcome that response.
Great. Thanks, Narelle.